And you chase it all your life. And it leads you to places where you swore to God, yourself, your mama, the daddy, the judge that you stood in front of, and everybody else, come hell or high water, I will never do it again. Or again. Because and it's a bad place to get to when you don't like yourself. But that's not the end of hope. That's not the end of hope. Because Jacob is just like this. I mean, he gets a letter one day that his brother, the one that said he was going to kill him, is coming after him. So Jacob says, can I be nice and not cuss? Will you not think this is a cuss word? I screwed him over or messed him over. If that first one offended you, I apologize, but it's just the way I am sometimes. So I'm not at my church, and my church sort of knows me, and they would go, okay, you know, y'all may go, oh God, he cussed. If I did, I apologize. I sort of messed you over and messed you over and messed you over, and I don't have a way out, so I'm going to do my best to run all my life. And you can't run all your life. Oh my God. Oh God. You say what? Man, it's like I just felt like the Spirit of the Lord just grabbed hold of my soul. It's like all of a sudden I touched the go button. You know? Because you can't run all your life from yourself. You go to sleep with you. You wake up with you. You'll lay down with you. You will eat. You eat with you. You will wash your nasty self with you. You will work with you. And you can never get away from you. But by the grace of God, He can change you. He can deliver you. He can break the greatest yoke off of you, and that's the yoke of you.
Hallelujah.
You just can you? I like you smiling, dude, by the way. Glad you came. He's sitting there just smiling at me like he's happy as could be. I'm glad you came. Yeah, oh, good. I'm glad you're happy. I'm happy that you're happy, you know. But you can't, you know what? We can't run. So we might as well own up sometimes. Here's what we own up to. God, I'm messed up. You want to pray a good prayer right now that will help you? God, I'm messed up. God, I can't fix me. They ain't been able to fix me. Programs have never fixed me. Ideas have never fixed me. 3 or 4 marriages hadn't fixed me. 52 affairs hadn't fixed me. Everything under the sun that I've tried. I've tried Zen. I've tried the little fat-bellied guy. I've hugged the tree. I've smelt the bark. I've laid out under the stars. I've worshipped Mother Nature, Mr. Nature, and Mrs. Nature, and Mistress Nature. And I haven't got any better. Huh? I've tried to talk to the dog and the cat, and they won't listen. I'm one messed up individual. Now, until you're willing to get to the place that you can tell yourself, I'm one messed up individual, and quit blaming everybody else. Thank you. I like that. I got one of those. Hoo-yah. Yeah. Almost felt military Marine Corps there for a second. Yes. Anyway, you know, it's when you get to the place where you realize that the worm in me can only be delivered by something greater. That's where you, ready for this? You stop wrestling yourself and you start wrestling God. Because, you know, so far we've been wrestling ourselves. I'd like to use you as an illustration, but I wouldn't want you to punch me. I can. Hang out, guys.
This is how I sort of see you. You say, what? She's sort of choking herself out, you know? Like I've been wrestling a match with you, okay? If I do, just slap me. This is how I sort of see her. In a wrestling match with herself, choking herself out. And the enemy's over here going in the corner going, hey, yeah, just let her do her job. Just as long as she don't wrestle with God, it's okay. Just as long as she wrestles with herself, it's all right.
But if she ever starts wrestling with God, this is what will happen. He will wrap mercy around her. And He'll wrap grace around her. And He will tell her, I've got you. I love you. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll never give up on you. I'll never quit. Now, hang out with me for a second, because I'm, me and her, we're going to
see Jesus do something, okay?
They may not, but me and you will. Don't tell them. Because when Jacob runs and finally gets to the place where he's tired of running, he has this encounter with God. This encounter with God is this angel that says, what is your name? And Jacob goes, don't ask me that. Don't ask me my name. My name is conniver. My name is schemer. My name is deceiver. My name is wicked. My name is ugly. My name is all about me. And he says, what's your name? And he says, it's Jacob. And he says, do you really want to be blessed? Do you really want to be different? Jacob said, I've run all my life wanting to be different. He said, then here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to determine not to let me go until I bless you. We've had so many people try to bless us. We've wanted other people to bless us. It's when God gets in the blessing business that lives change. It's when God... Well, go ahead and laugh. It's okay. Hey, dude, did you read the Scripture? What's that? When you went home the other night, did you read Romans chapter 8? Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay. What'd you say? Okay. They're passing you one back now. Yeah, he's got it. He's got two. Romans chapter 8. Read it there for a few minutes. Ma'am, on the end, who are you to him? Yes. You're his mother. Here's what I see God showing me tonight. I see a big link between you and him. I see a bondage link between the two. In other words, the two of you battle the same thing. And tonight I feel like telling you that God said if you will trust him, he will set your family free. Snap a yoke off. Listen, I believe you're a good lady. I believe you've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. But it ain't trying time tonight. it is grabbing hold of tonight. Because that Romans he's about to read says he's a new creature in Christ. That Romans he's reading right there says when you don't know how to pray, the Spirit makes intercession for you. That Romans right there says that no power, no weapon, no nothing formed against you can prosper. That book there says that when he, the Son, sets free, it's a freedom that hell itself can't lock down. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm really trying to encourage you to tell the enemy of your house tonight, we've had enough of this. And grab a hold of the neck of God. Wrap your arm around the neck of God and tell God, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm not talking about feeling good. I'm talking about bless me. Bless me to the point that it's gone for good and gone forever. You okay? I don't know you. I have no need to pick on you. Nobody paid me to do it. And they couldn't pay me to do it. But I just see that God wants to rescue people tonight. And I keep looking through this building and I keep seeing people that when it boils down to it, you don't like yourself and you don't like what's going on. But we've learned to live with conditions. And I feel like God's saying tonight, I'm going to destroy the conditions. I'm going to destroy the condition. I'm going to destroy the bondage of the enemy.
Hallelujah. Hold on. I don't know what else to do. I'm at a loss for words right now. Pastor Chuck, if you've got something, I don't think I know to do right now is wait on the Lord for a few seconds.
Amen.
And that's all I know to do. And because this ain't going the way I wrote it down. I just keep hearing Him tell me I want to deliver.
Yes.
I want to break the yoke. Hallelujah. I want to destroy this thing. Listen to me. I don't mean no disrespect to your community. I like it. I really do. But I sat down at the boat landing the other day, eating with Jesse, and there were spirits. And I'm not the kind of person that walks around and finds the devil behind every bush. But I sat there and there were spirits and there were powers. There were people walking around. You could feel it off of them. You could feel what they were worshiping, what they were into. You could just see the sin or the nature. You could just see their lives. I'm sitting there trying to eat. And these people are walking by and it's like spirits are just... It looked
like... Come
on. Right. It just looked like the hand of Satan had ripped its fingers around the community. I looked over in the park, sitting with Jesse, and there was a bunch of guys with longboards and stuff. I don't have any problem with guys with longboard. I had some of those shortboard, longboard, blades, everything else, you know. Jumped off the top of buildings, broke five of my cameras, did everything. You know, I had a skateboard kid, you know. I had no problem with them skating or anything. I think it's cool. We had skateboard ramps at our church. We're weird. But I saw such a bondage. Can I be honest and love on you for a second?
Yeah.
Honest before God. Ready? I feel like tonight there are more people bound in here than there are free. they're probably going, will you grab the mic? I'm sorry, I can't use it right now. It just is what it is. But the bondage that you're facing is not, it's not as wicked, it's not as bad, it's not as deep, it's not as ugly, it's not as powerful as that spirit had seduced you to believe. Here's where I'm going to close. I was in a KISS concert in Greensboro, North Carolina. The two cars we went in, one got busted for heroin, spent 3 years in prison, and only by the grace of God did the parking lot attendant move us one row over, or I've been there with them. I go into the concert. My mother is one of those religious spiritual weirdo who believes in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know any of those?
Yes, praise God.
I go in the concert. I want to get stoned. I do. But I'm standing there with my bandana. You know, the fact that they had moccasin boots and long hair. Longest hair at least, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, had a cheap cap on, a joint stuck in it, and all that stuff. And, you know, we were in there, and I was smoking, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came on me in a KISS concert. Mario messed my eye up. My words exactly like that. All of a sudden, I don't see KISS anymore. I don't hear KISS anymore. It is like somebody has drove their fingers together in my head. I am hot and sweaty. All of a sudden, I turn frigid cold. And the Spirit, I got my hands up like this, and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me and says, you fool! Here you stand giving the devil all the praise and not giving me any. And he left me. That quick. I'm like, talk about a worm. Talk about a guy who really hated himself. You see, my daddy always called me an SOB all my life growing up. He always called me a when the Spirit of the Lord left, I wasn't high anymore. I couldn't enjoy the rest of my KISS concert. I mean, like God messed it up. Done. I reckon that crazy, weirdo prayer warrior mother, you know, that I had, that went around with anointing oil. She didn't have sense enough that if you put that bandana in tie, it would wash that little oil stain out. But she had faith enough that if that boy put that anointed rag in his pocket, he was messed up.
Praise God.
So I couldn't get high the rest of that night, Jesse.
Yeah.
Not until I went and sat in Larry Metcalf's Datsun B210. That's when they called them Datsun.
Yeah.
Datsun B210. Yeah. And when my hiney sat on that seat, I was stoned out of my gourd again. And all the way home, that 2.5 hour ride, I prayed like this under my breath. God, don't let me die. If I die tonight, I'll go to hell. God, don't let me die. If I die tonight, I'll go to hell. God, don't let me die. So, all the way home. So the next morning, I get up and ask Larry, where's your scissors? Yeah, I grab my hair. I go to the bathroom and I take the scissors and I cut my hair off. And I walk out of the bathroom and he goes, oh my God, what did you do to your head? I said, oh man, it feels good. But it still didn't fix me. I still kept smoking the dope. It was not till one night I went to an altar and I prayed a prayer like this: Lord Jesus, I can't do it. I'm lost. I'm on my way to hell. There's no way I can make it. If you don't save me, I'm dead. Love you. Thanks for hanging out with me. If I seem a little scattered tonight, I don't apologize. Nothing new with my life. You asked me to pray for you last night, and I didn't do it. I will pray for you.
The priest couldn't minister because of the presence of God. So the bodies lay on the floor. Let's not get so holy that we get surprised at what God does. This has been incredible, incredible 4 days. I wanted to share, while Troy's resting, I just want to share something that has really come strong to me tonight. Sometimes I miss God, but I don't think I miss God tonight, because I've got something in my heart that just is burning. What we see tonight, what we've seen, is what the body of Christ is all about. The body of Christ was never meant to be Sunday school, 3 songs, an offering, a message, and go home, or a sermon, and go home. It is never meant to be that way. Never. The body of Christ is to be a birthing center. The body of Christ is to be a place of instruction and feeding. The body of Christ is a place where people come in hurt, disparate, suffering, and find arms that are wide open and say, "You're okay." There is nothing better to train a young horse than to put another horse in there with them that knows what he needs to do. God puts age groups and spiritual levels in churches so that we can reach down and help someone to come to another level, not saying the level I am, but to lift them up and bring them to another place. If all we can do is say, "I love you," and mean it, then we're doing what the church meant to be done. There's a little thing that God played with words tonight, and I believe it was Him. I won't blame it on Him. We're called the upper room. We've been called the upper room for 15 years. Jesse, his ministry is called the furnace. I'd like this place to be known as the furnace room. The furnace room where the power of God is so strong and the love of God is the driving force, that we would glorify Him through people. That's His plan. In all this time, Jesse, I believe that's His plan. How it's all going to happen, I don't know, but I just believe. We might have to change the sign one day, say the furnace room. Amen. This is what it's all about. People are what it's all about. I would love to see this church not focused on keeping people saved, but I'd like to see the ministry of this church to be this. When the churches of Salida, when the courts of Chaffee County say, "We don't want you or your kind. What we want to do is put you in jail and just let you go away. You're the lost. You're the throwaways." I want this place with arms open wide, said, we'll take you. You come and let us love you. If there's one thing I've learned over the last 2 or 3 days, it's how manifest the love of God is. I've heard that again and again and again. I've seen it with my own eyes. And I believe that's where God wants us, to be loving people. So maybe things are going to be different. I don't know. Maybe things are not going to be the same. I don't know. But oh God, what I want to see is I want to see people that have been raised up to a place that they look out there and they see somebody like Jesus. He had compassion because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And God, help us to be good sheep. God, help us to be part of the flock that reaches out to another flock and say, come hang with us for a while. And we just want to love you. Father, I believe with all of my heart that's what you want. And I believe, Lord God, that in this place right now there are people who are ready to spend themselves on that vision. To reach out to the down and the out. To the busted, the disgusted. Those, Lord God, that cannot deal with things. Never let us get so holy that we'll ever turn our back on somebody that needs you. Lord, let us be willing to take and be willing to accept and be willing to welcome those that don't look like us. Those that don't sing like us. Those that don't know all the Christian words are supposed to be said. Father, let them just come in and let's love them. I believe that this is how God wants to keep this church young. By delivering babies. By delivering babies into the kingdom. If you're willing to go that way, would you say amen? We got to talk. We really got to talk next week, Jesse. We really do. We really do. Hearts and minds are all clear. Man, if God hasn't touched you, check your pulse. Make sure you're alive. Amen. Following this service, this young man over here, Kyle, has been waiting for a month and a half to be baptized. So we got the trough filled up. And we're going to baptize Kyle. If you've never been baptized, if you've never been baptized, I want to give you the opportunity to do it. Here's what it is. Baptism is simply telling the world, there's been a change in me. Baptism does not save you. It can never save you. What you're telling the world is that I'm changed on the inside, and we, like Christ when he died, you go into the tomb and you're raised up. New creation. That's what you're showing the world. If you've never been baptized, you'd like to be, let's talk right after service, okay? But we're going to step back in the back. I took all the spiders out, everything. Man, I did a ton of spiders in there. We're all out and we're ready to go, okay? Would you stand to your feet? Anybody got anything you want to say? Has God put anything on your heart? You want to just yell or something? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Several years ago, a word was spoken over this church, and I'm seeing it come to pass. The word said that this will be a place, it will be like a hospital. There will be the lame, the cast out, the throwaways, the one who have given up the sick, the lonely, the dying, and they will come and they will find healing and they will find new life here. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Before we go, Gwen Hartzler, who generally leads our worship, wanted so much to be here for these meetings, but she texted, finally found out what she's got. She got a torn retina in her eye, and it's a very painful situation, and we want to pray for her tonight before we leave. That God would just do what he has to do, just raise her up with a brand new reason to sing. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, what Gwen is doing right now, let her feel the power of the Holy Spirit settle down around her. By the stripe that Jesus bore on his back for Gwen, be healed. Retina, just be healed now. Well, you're not touching her, and we don't have to. Faith is going there right now. Retina, be healed in Jesus' name. Migraines, be gone in Jesus' name. I pray that every spider she's encountered dies, and no more spiders. And Lord, that you'd raise her up with a brand new song. In Jesus' most wonderful name, amen. Amen. Now may the Lord bless all of you. Keep each of you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. Let the Lord lift up the countenance of the Almighty One on you and give you shalom. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'd like to be part of the